The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
Hello.
Know you're right.
Back on the air, baby. All three of them. Wait. Number one.
You have the right to free speech.
How y'all doing, man? Good? You know, I had an interesting... I'm going to give you guys a recommendation, I guess. I don't normally give recs, as they say. But if you don't know who Tim Dillon is, he's a funny guy, you know, blah, blah, blah. Everybody loves him or hates him, whatever it is. But his most recent podcast was kind of like a little more intellectual, if you will. And I don't mean dry and pretentious. I just mean like too... assholes, I guess. One of them smart, and one of them very smart and educated. Talking about the nature of politics, and I gotta say this, and the title of the pod, I don't know. Let me look. Actually, I can find it for you right flipping now, bros. It's something about the blah 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 acid trip. Let's see here. It is the Tim Dillon Show, number 310, Acid Story with Curtis Yarvin. Now, this Curtis Yarvin guy. Boy, does he know a lot about history and historical precedents. You know what I mean? And he spent a lot of time thinking. And his conclusion is to stop thinking about it, which is great because his thesis, I guess, if you want to call it, that he presents in this particular episode essentially is that these things have natural cycles, much like our planet, which naturally gets warmer and colder and kills off everything on it. Government also becomes, it cycles through what he believes, I believe, if I can remember right, three different types, and, basically out of our control, man. Human nature is the wind, and, yeah. Anyway, great episode, and I would say the conclusion for me was that, you're powerless, and that is liberating. It's all one of the there's a book, something rather of Sisyphus. Anyway, it's the Embracing Absurdity, something to that effect. Go check that one out. That's a wreck. I don't know why I got too sidetracked on that, but really do, for sure, guys. Tim Dillon Show, 310, The Acid Story. The title is completely misinformation, probably trying to keep them from getting blackballed on distribution networks. That being said, today's show, our show, something totally different. I mean, you can pretend some of us are smart, but we're certainly not well-educated. We got three of the boys on today's ep. And you know what? Before that, let's get into today's unofficial sponsor. Today's unofficial sponsor is brought to you by, well... an old fiddle I've been sawing since I moved to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. You see, in this state, we have what I like to call the poor people tax. Now, the poor people tax is state inspection on vehicles. Because, you know what? If you got a brand new, nice car, it's fine. It's fucking fine. And you'll sell it, and you'll buy another brand new, nice car. And that's what the state wants. The state wants people to buy shit. You know why? Because every time you buy something, they collect taxes. That's why you are allowed to take off your mask as long as you bought something, because you paid taxes that day. And in that case, the government wasn't losing money. You see what I'm saying? Point being, I'm powerless against all that, and it's liberating. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, they make you get your car inspected. And if you're like me, if you're like us, you, in which some of you maybe, you have a good car, and you have a bad car. Now, I drive the bad car. And thank God it's not up for inspection yet. That fucker is going to kick me in the nuts come October. You know what I mean? But this last month, we had to update the inspections on Miss Cindy's car, right? Now, she has the good car, a 2012 Ford Escape, shiny, red, chrome, runs smooth, runs quiet, goes 90 miles an hour with zero vibration, no warning lights on the dash, and I'm talking about miles that aren't even in the six digits. You know what I mean? And I haven't seen a car like that for 6 years. I don't think I've owned a car with less than six digits on it for... Yeah, it's been a while. The point being is, we're like, okay, this is the good car. So thank God it should get through inspection. So we take it to the mechanic right up the hill. And I don't know his fucking name. Screw him. He's near us. Braddock Hills. I don't know. We take it in there. We figure it's going to be fine. It's the good car. I get a phone call. He says, hey, bad news. Well, she says, because as they do in these things, where they pump out at their own... well-to-do, I guess, they always have a degree of separation between you and the mechanic, because the last thing they want is someone who knows what they're talking about, which I kind of do, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm a fucking mechanic, but I can fix something. I've replaced the transaxle in my own van, you know what I mean? Like, things like that. So, transaxle joke. Never mind. Point being is, they always have, when they're these rip-off artists, a receptionist who calls you up. And she says, you know, that's what he says. He says, you need this. This is what he says. And you know what they says we need? They says we need $3,000 worth of work on a car that doesn't rattle and hum. I'm talking about a straight-up Hummer. You know what I mean? Running smooth. As they take a moment together, my rage, and swallow it, because I know they and the state have me by the balls because they're trying to take away a form of transportation that helps us produce money for the household. And they're not trying to take it away. They're trying to charge us for using it. The mechanic gets his cut, the labor, the markup on the parts, and the state gets their cut, the sales tax, and the sticker something rather fee, because we need two of them, emissions and safety, right? So I gather my rage and I say calmly, what does it need? And she says, you need four tires. These ones are dry rotted, which is a matter of opinion. When a tire is unsafe because of dry rot, I have driven tires to the point of failure on dry rot. I know what they look like. These are fine. Okay, fine. What else does it need? We need to replace the exhaust from the catalytic converter back. I says, what the... Why? At this point, bubbling up. Rage bubbling. Right? Get a little hot. A little lava. A little... and they say, you need a fucking resonator, and then your hangers are all rusted, and there's a something or other, and we just need to replace the whole thing from the cat back. And I said, well, how about from after the cat back? Because I don't know if you know, but catalytic converters have platinum inside of them, and that makes them worth a shitload of money. And I'm talking $70, and that's scrap value. Brand new, you're talking a couple of hundred. So let's just do the math here. How much do tires cost? Now, I don't know what tires they're going to put on it. I can get a tire for $110 mounted and balanced if I go to Walmart. You know what I mean? Now, that's not what they do, because they're these people. What they do is they sell you, well, this is what our distributor makes. Take it or leave it. You can't get anything else here. You know? So I'm guessing $700 in tires. That's what they're going to want from us, right? So that leaves us with $2,300, at least, they said, in parts and labor to replace this exhaust. $2,300 for a car that runs smooth. So what do? I says, give me the car back. Fuck you guys. I didn't say fuck you guys. I just said, give me the car back. And they said, okay, well, if you get it fixed up, you know, you can bring it back to us and we'll put a sticker on it. No, I'll see you never. You know what I mean? What I do is I go to today's unofficial sponsor. Today's unofficial sponsor is the Daves. I first ran into the Daves. That's right. The first Dave is Dave's Auto. No, it's Dave's Service Center. In Export, Pennsylvania, just east of Pittsburgh. Now, if you've got mechanical issues, you know what I mean? You need an axle replaced, brakes replaced, rotors, bearings, fuel pump, those types of things. This is your man, okay? In Export, Dave's Service Center. Dave's is run by Kelly. No, not Kelly. Kenny, right? I did know a man named Kelly one time, though. Slater Kelly, no. Anyway, Kenny is an eccentric individual, and you're not going to get your car back in a timely manner. That just is what it is. He's going to have it for 3 days if it runs, like if it's a minor repair. You know what I mean? But what he is going to do, he's going to get it done for almost nothing. He might even make you buy the parts at O'Reilly's and bring them to him. But he's got cars lined up because everybody knows if you got a problem, you go to Dave's Kelly's. Kelly's Dave's Service Center in Export, right? But one thing he does not do, and a lot of people don't do anymore, I guess, because nobody knows how to do it, weld, right? And you know who does also do welding? Dave's Automotive in Salzburg, Pennsylvania, east of Pittsburgh. All right, so yes, you got to drive a little bit to get to these guys, both Dave's Automotive and Dave's Service Center, right? But what you are going to get, and this is what it cost us, remember, we have $2,300 worth of exhaust repairs we're supposed to be looking at. Guess what we come out of Dave's Automotive with? $130. $130, right? So we give him, you know, I don't know, $150 or something like that because we're just fucking happy, you know? And then we take it back to Dave's Automotive because Dave's, Dave's Service Center because Dave's Automotive is like a who's on first. Doesn't do inspection, but they do custom exhaust work. And so we take it back to Dave's Service Center, who does do inspections because those guys up the hill, and he looks at it. It's up to par. He don't give a shit. It looks good. It runs good. It doesn't have any service lights on. I think he charged us $40, something like that. So for $170, we get this car through inspection. You see that? One shop tells us $3,000. Actual value, $170. That's right. Today, go to the Dave's. Dave's Automotive, Salzburg, Pennsylvania. Dave's Service Center, Export, Pennsylvania. All right, let's get into the fucking episode. Like I promised you, it's a banger. And I have to apologize because I destroyed did not capture the last, I'm going to say 30 minutes of this podcast because the recorders memory card got full, and it does not have, and I wish it did, an audible tone or something that it would send out, because we wear headsets, when it stops recording. It just stops recording. So I do apologize to our guests. As per many episodes, and y'all love him, we got Blake Scala. You know what I mean? Booyah, right? And for a second episode in a row, basically declaring that he's back, I would assume, Trevor Austin, right? But here's the man I got to make it up to. I think I'm going to try to have him on next week because I lost his last 30 on this episode, Corey Henderson. So here we go, guys. Episode 891. The boys are back? The back boy? I don't know. I'll come up with the title later. 891 with Corey Henderson, Blake Scala, and Trevor Austin.
I'm going to spike your A&W with some hams, dude.
You're going to turn it up. Don't you dare, dude. You don't even know what
you're going to turn it up. You're going to relapse.
I'll be fucking sucking off a Puerto Rican in a bag. Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ, dude.
And you know he's really blacked out because it's a Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't do that. Yeah, he wouldn't do that.
I'm just joking. I would never do that, yeah. Dude.
Unfriend you.
Unfriend.
Unfriend you, dude.
Dude, what would Tucker think?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know, dude.
You are blue. Blue is good.
WWTT.
He'd go like, Tucker, just go.
Yeah, that's the look, dude.
Goddamn. My microphone's all
those
limp, dude.
Own Tucker videos, dude.
Fucking
next
limp.
Level.
The fucking gym I go to is always playing Tucker Carlson, and there'll be like half the people are like, what is this with this guy?
You play Tucker Carlson? Like,
huh? No, I said the gym I go to.
That's oh, really?
They have Tucker Carlson on it all the
what?
Fucking time.
Yeah,
what
gym do you
how
go
much
to,
is
dude?
A membership?
You go to Fine Fitness.
Do you go to Fox Gym, dude? Hell
yeah. Hannity's cool. In there doing jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, you'd think that the public space, but I guess, you know, liberals are fat and lazy, so maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They can't afford
it. Is that a generalization?
Membership.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
They can't afford it. It's us conservatives, dude, that are keeping the gyms open. We know that.
Corey's really hitting the weights.
Yeah, I'm hitting the weights, dude. No doubt about it.
Yeah, dude, we've got extra money to just lift stuff recreationally. That's pretty. Oh, yeah. I don't actually. I don't have a gym membership at all. I've never would, never have, never. I can't. You work out every morning at home, right?
And I work out at a gym too. Yeah.
And you go to a gym?
Yeah, I hit 2 days, baby.
That's pretty cool, dude.
What do you think I'm doing with all this time?
Don't be afraid to put the microphone closer to your face.
If he's not blacked out, he's
got
to pump some iron.
Dude, you'd be amazed when you stop doing fentanyl. There's a lot of time in the day.
A ton.
Dude.
Okay.
Some people just know that inherently. They don't have to find out.
I don't know.
Well, you know,
wait till you have goals, though. See, right now you just don't do fentanyl and don't have goals.
The goal is not to do fentanyl. Yeah, right. Every day I achieve goals, dude. That's I set cool. goals and accomplish them. Dude.
That's kick-ass.
Yeah, you're knocking it out of the park, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, you're not just sweating for no reason. That rules.
I mean, I am sweating,
oh, did
but
you
it's because it's hot.
Did you want me to bring down a coffee? Because we have a whole fucking coffee.
I'll go get one in a minute.
I can bring holding the whole carafe, if you will.
It's too hot. Put some ice cubes in.
There's a handle on
it. If you bring it down, it'll cool off.
Ooh, that is
yeah, great. Go fetch me a coffee.
Okay.
Damn, dude.
We haven't started yet. It's
good.
Fine.
Good.
Oh, we haven't? Good. Because I was just getting warmed up.
We sort of, we're recording, but you know, you it's get on.
Dude, this is so good. Yeah, the boys are back in town.
Dude. The Cars. Is that the Cars?
No, that's Thin Lizzy, dude.
Oh, it is Thin
that's
Lizzy,
Thin
dude.
Lizzy. I remember I got suspended in seventh grade for trying to explain every day for like 3 weeks to my science teacher that I played bass in Thin Lizzy. She was just like, all right, clearly you didn't. You're 13 years old.
I was going to say, you're 12 years old. That was the drummer for Def Leppard. Yeah.
But every
you got
day,
your arm back? Yeah.
Def Leppard.
Every day I would come in and explain it. And be like, no, it was on a summer tour. It was a reunion tour. It wasn't with the original lineup. And like, it became so disruptive that I got a fucking in-school suspension.
ISS, dude.
Worth it, dude.
I remember that.
How many in-schools did you get?
I mean, I was never in school, but like when I was in school suspension.
Yeah. If I'm in school, I'm suspended, dude.
Yeah.
I only got one because I pulled a dude's chair out and he smashed his head on the fucking desk behind him. That was good, though. It was worth it.
We didn't even have those until I went to vocational school, and then we had it.
Desks?
And then I mean, I don't know. What
desks?
In third grade, we had I went to a Christian school.
Hell yeah.
And they did a like a Christmas play thing, and every single student in the school except for three people were in it. I was one of the three. I'm not being in a play, dude. You know what I mean? You're out of your mind.
Yeah. I know what you thought that was.
I was like, first of all,
you're like, is this even a Christian school? What is this?
I was like, either I'm Jesus and I write my own lines or I'm not doing it. And, but I got in trouble because in the middle of the presentation, I lit off a fucking M80 in the back in third grade.
Dude.
At the play? Christ.
Yeah.
Wonderful, dude.
Everybody looked, and I stood there like nothing was going to happen. Like, I thought no one would know where it came from, and everybody looked right at me with my hands behind my back like, nothing?
That would have been sick if you did that while you were Jesus in the play.
Boom, let them know what time it is.
He has risen, dude.
It's so funny when you, like, a lot of people still, like, they don't even think about, like, what comes next. Like, I saw it a bunch when I was, like, in Ski Patrol. Like, people would be like, dude, I'm going to hit that ramp. It's going to be awesome. And that's as far as they thought. It's going to be awesome. They never thought about, like, we're going to have to land this thing. How fast should I go? And you're just like, I don't know, man. And I would see people clear entire jumps and landings, land on flat ground, break shit, you know, real good.
Hell yeah.
then we'd, like, roll them over, and, like, a snowball that looked like an Italian ice would roll out of their mouth because it was just full Cerritos. Of fucking blood.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, dude, well, maybe next time you'll think. That's cool.
Now, me and my friends, whenever we were skateboarding and shit, like, in the early days, no one was good, so it would be like, all right, let's just take a fucking computer chair to the top of the hill, and we'll go down on that. And you get fucked up.
It was the same way. That's what I'm talking about, dude. I did a lot of stuff, never thinking about the landing part of it. You know what I mean?
It's back when we built men in this country. It's back when we built men.
The week fell off the wagon.
This will be awesome. That was as far as we got. How long did you skate?
Not long. It was a long
board. Could you ollie a curb?
I was on a long board. I didn't do any jumps.
It's hardly skateboarding, dude.
Well, yeah, that's California stuff, dude. Yeah. They're all on
I was
things.
Bombing hills. It was cool.
Bombing.
Yeah, dude.
Bombing hills.
That's skateboarding
bombing.
For people 35 who do miles plays, an hour,
dude. I got to use bomb as a verb way more, dude.
How do y'all still use it?
Bombing puss.
That's a verb.
Yeah, dude. Bombing is a verb.
I got to use it more as a verb. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't use it as a verb more. Yeah.
You can
just use it. You can use it as a noun. Like,
it is a noun.
Hey, look, I've got a bomb.
Yeah, yeah, that's a noun. But if you're bombing something, you're bombing puss. Yeah.
Yeah, I said it right.
Does that mean you had a bad set on the puss?
Yeah.
Bombed that one.
Bad five. No noise from the audience.
None of my early stuff landed.
I got a few laughs.
I got the light at 3 minutes. You know, it was tough. Yeah, it was
wrap
tough.
It up. Let's go.
Didn't do any golf today, dude. How many times have you been to the driving range? Because Sidney thinks she can outdrive you. I'm not going
to lie.
He doesn't have a driving license. Zero technique.
How fun would that be, though? I mean, it's nothing.
Anyone who knows how to fucking swing a golf club can outdrive me.
That's the thing is, don't let her know she's not good.
She's a woman.
I think you could do it just using your manness. You know what I mean? I'll tell you later. If it's too bad to say on this podcast, it's bad, dude.
It's not bad. Yeah, we'll leave it be.
Okay,
dude.
Okay.
See, look at that, sober.
Wow,
look at that. Pumping the brakes.
I don't like it.
Trevor
like
has
it, dude.
A filter now.
Pumping
dude.
The brakes.
I do not like it.
It comes and goes.
I was gonna say, get a couple more of those in you, dude. You'll be fucking.
A couple more of these. You'll be singing.
Yeah, chuck the rest of that coffee, dude.
Bro,
there we go.
What time is it? Is it too late to have coffee? Look at my new lifestyle.
Is it too late to
look
have
at my
coffee?
New lifestyle, dude? I don't know if I should have this coke. Dude, just like 6 months ago, I'd be like, let's shoot coke. You know?
Trevor like in 2019. Hey, do you have any coke for this coffee? Trevor in 2022. What time is it?
Yeah, it's too late.
It's too late, dude. I'll
get a head in, y'all.
Well, I don't want to pee in the middle of the night, man.
Yeah.
I wish our cocaine days lined up, dude. That would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, dude. A lot of fun.
How about you quit doing that, dude? You didn't knock it off. Fucking 27 or 28, dude. For the love of God.
No, that's prime cocaine. Yeah,
no.
Listen to him, dude.
That's not true. That's
when
not
are you
prime
supposed
coke.
To do coke?
Never, dude.
Yeah, technically.
Or when you're crazy rich and you guys are fucking neither of those. So you need to knock off.
Stop acting like you're making great life decisions over there, dude.
Hey, dude. I'm making no coke decisions.
Yeah.
Drugs or pop.
Decisions.
I mean, I mentioned it, and I was like, yeah, I mean, if you want to stop doing coke, maybe you should. I think that was a good way to put it. You know? Like,
I would do it.
I don't want to be out here, dude.
I have not done it.
You want to be a libertarian, dude. You don't want to tell people what to do.
That's true. Let them go.
I've tried coke a couple times, and it's never had anything, like, it's never made me think, I want more of this. So I think I'm pretty lucky, because you guys sound like you're like, no, it's cool.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I never liked doing cocaine. I did buckets of it. I never liked it at all. You just do it because you're doing it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know.
It's like just biting your nails. Like, I didn't mean to, but fuck, I forgot, you know?
Never tripped me trigger.
I don't know. It was probably very bad coke. I was getting very bad coke, so.
Stepped on, as they
say. Horrific.
But bad coke, dude.
Not like your Molly, which is crystal.
It's.
You get good Molly?
Prime, yes.
I like that. I don't hate it.
His measurement is if it's a rock, it's good. And I'm like, you know, meth comes in rocks.
Right? Yeah, but it's probably good meth, though.
Well, yeah, because they put meth
whatever
in a lot of the
is,
Molly
it's
now.
Good.
You ever done crystal meth, bro?
Yeah, trying to do Molly one time.
Yeah. That shit will, dude, fucking, it's better than coffee.
It's like, I didn't know Molly lasted 3 days.
Yeah.
I didn't say that online.
Yeah, dude. You get on that.
Does meth last that long?
You get on that fucking.
I don't think it does. I've never, thank God I never tried meth.
You're wired for
it's
a couple
Heinrich
days.
It's that Heinrich Himmler, dude. Get on that Himmler.
All those super fucking addictive drugs, I just always was like, yeah, let's not deal with the super addictive
Same
ones,
here,
you know
dude.
I mean?
Same.
I can quit whenever I want.
Yeah, dude.
Every couple of months when I use my parents' insurance to go quit medically.
Parents' insurance.
Casual hard
I'm flattered
drug
you think I'm that young, bro.
I thought you were on your parents' insurance, right?
Fuck no.
You
dude.
Have your own insurance?
But yeah. He's 26.
Yeah, but you don't pay for it, so it's your parents' insurance.
Well, I mean, you know, we're in what we call a transition period, dude. We're in like, I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, if your parents buy a car, it's still their car. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah,
if
it, no.
Their name's on the note.
I got that fucking Obamacare shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I actually do, too. I've got that.
So I got that Obamacare, bro.
I need to fucking
take
advantage of it.
I get everything Obama, dude. I'm wearing Obama shoes.
What's funny is
get the fuck out of here.
Anything you get free is just Obama.
Yeah, anything I got free.
I got the Obama phone.
Everything free is Obama, dude. This is an Obama car.
Looks just like him.
Oh no!
Come on.
No.
What do you guys think of the O? This is an open debate amongst the household because Cindy thinks saying "O" at a comedy show is good, and I'm like, it's a far cry.
No.
It's a far cry from a laugh. You know what I mean?
No, I sometimes like a good O. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
You'd be the one firing them off in the back, dude. You love a good O.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
The worst is the tremor.
God damn it. I didn't know everybody noticed.
We're dropping that one.
Everybody.
It sounds like a bike horn, dude.
Yeah,
it does.
You usually heard that when there was no one laughing.
Usually it's nobody else.
No, the one doing the O's, at least at Parkway, that's Aaron, and you don't want those.
Not me, Aaron, but the owner, Aaron.
Those are definitely condescending.
Oh, yeah. He's sad. He's sad for everybody when he's thrown out of O's, baby.
I'm glad he's still doing it. I think he's down on the comedy scene, isn't he? He's just like, not making enough money doing this. I should bring in jazz. That's what I think. This is me projecting completely. I've never heard him say any of this stuff.
No, he hates that people don't buy drinks. He fucking hates it.
Oh, boy.
He hates it. Yeah, he hates it. They can't spend $7. Well, I think your situation is a little bit different. But
like,
plus, you'll pay for someone else's drink,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'll go donate shit. Yeah.
Right?
I sometimes just walk in and fucking throw fucking 10, 20 bucks.
And there it is. And that's all he gives a fuck about. But there's people that go there religiously that don't
pay anything.
Yeah. Drink. They just won't drink from his side, so he'll get pissed about that because he doesn't get any.
We need to do a Nathan for You on the Parkway.
I've heard of Nathan for You. What the fuck is that?
He goes in and does like a fake like bar rescue type thing for local businesses.
Okay.
Like a beer distributor was failing. He hangs a sign out front that says now serving underage. Shit like that. It's fucking hilarious, bro.
You know, I think Helfer told me about that
shit.
Yeah,
it's Stanhope's favorite show. That's what made me watch it. He mentioned it. Yeah.
He just saves things.
There's an antique shop and like the shelves are really close together. So he makes everyone put on like a big bubble suit and then has a you break it, you buy it. So like that's how he sells shit.
Stanhope's trying to do a 30-day sober thing. It's called like 30 days.
Oh, no. He already gave up.
Sober-ish.
He already gave up.
He did?
Yeah.
It was like day four. His teeth are falling out.
He's like, I'm doing a little bit of drugs. Not as much as I usually do.
Yeah.
But I'm doing like a quarter of that.
He keeps stepping it back. Now he's like, the cigarettes. That's what it's really about. It's about the cigarettes.
You can feel the pain on him, dude. You can feel it. Yeah. Like, it sucks.
I'm hoping he makes it till August 28th when I'm going to see him in Cleveland, dude.
Oh, yeah, really? He's coming to Cleveland?
Yeah, we should go.
You go there, no doubt you'll see him walking the street, and you'll just get to probably have a beer with him.
Yeah,
that's what usually happens.
I hung out with him when he came to Pittsburgh like 4 years ago.
There it is.
Sky said he hung out with him in Philly.
I know.
You never know if that's true because Sky just
said
shit.
No, I'm just going to say yes,
dude,
it's true.
Doug Stanhope probably hated Sky.
He just keeps doing fucking voices.
I would love to fucking trap Skywalker and Doug Stanhope in a room.
What do you think of my Schwarzenegger? This is glory hole bit I have.
Oh man, that's too fucking good.
Does he keep doing that one? Do you run that one back?
I haven't heard in a while.
I don't know.
Ever since Gilbert Gottfried died.
I was thinking about it. If you go, I'll go. Let's go at the same time and just make a goof out of it.
Jesus Christ, that would be.
You know what you guys should do?
Dude, we could do it. We did it before, but then I started shooting fentanyl, and
that was your idea. That wasn't my idea.
It killed.
I don't know about all that.
It is. It might be a bit weird if you're not the host, though, and you just go up together, and they're like,
"Oh yeah, that's horrific."
Yeah,
what'll be the also? There's only our brother.
One microphone.
Yeah, so. One mic.
Only one mic, dude.
All I need is one mic, dude.
It's gonna be tough.
Nas.
Holy moly.
I like that.
Only one mic, dude.
I like that. All I need is one mic, dude.
We'll
one
see. Mic. Why don't you go up? You can go up.
He said he's gonna. He's got huge huevos, and you've got no huevos.
Yeah, dude. Well, here's the thing. Dude. Who gives a shit?
That
you know
true.
What I mean? Like, oh no, the people at the Parkway won't know how awesome I am.
I always forget that.
He doesn't want to lose.
Yeah, dude. I don't like losing.
I hate losing.
That's the problem.
I hate, but this isn't.
And
this
I feel
is
like
practice.
It's a fuck. No, yeah, but it's still a lot. To me, it's a loss.
Here's what I have to tell myself.
No, you starting off decently is like your biggest hindrance because you have this reputation now.
That is true.
I'm a good comedian.
That is true.
I can't get up and bomb
now.
No one thinks that anymore.
Yeah, yeah, no one knows who you are anymore, dude. Yeah. Oh, do you have any idea who we used to be? They don't know who we used to be.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, do you know who the fuck I am, dude?
No, no. Yeah, dude.
Do you even know
it's
me, dude?
It's much funnier to say, do you know who I used to be?
Yeah, I say it all the time.
I used to run this shit, dude. I used to be late consistently.
That's a Dan Brady quote from Parkway.
You know, they don't know who I am.
Oh my God! That guy's like nobody knows who you are. Don't worry,
I'm editing this.
No, that stays in. That was on cue, dude. That was good. Fire.
That was good.
Holy Shrek!
Oh, dude, you're gonna get to make clips, dude. They're gonna go. People are gonna fucking send them to their friends, saying how whack they are.
Yeah, maybe
and
we
that
should
they suck.
Say something funny first. That's okay, dude. Everyone uploads absolute garbage clips in the Pittsburgh comedy.
You know what's nice about you guys' chairs is it doesn't quite get your whole face.
I like that.
So then.
Yeah, same. Corey's really leaning out. He's got the whole seat.
Now they know who it was. It'll get you right there, but I'm just saying, like, it's looking at the back of your ear when you're looking at me.
Who gives a fuck, dude?
No.
Who gives a fuck? I'm not clipped on his bullshit.
Dude, we're going to clip you, buddy. We're going to clip you real good.
Get clipped up.
You're going to get winged. You're going to get clipped. You're going to get... I ran out of shit.
That's fine.
The point being... Okay, I was going to say, with going out to open mics and stuff like that, when you're at an open mic, all you have to think to yourself is... All anyone really expects is for me to do my jokes. Anything I can do more than that is like above and beyond expectations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, I'm gonna act the way I always act to people, even if I don't know them.
Good.
You know what 100%. That means? That means that when I get up
we're
there,
all
I only act that way. But I only act
because
that way
you get
because
up there, you're better.
Yeah,
than them.
Because yeah, I'm better than yeah. them. So I can't act like a jerk off and then go up there.
You
and
can
fucking
though. You
act
can
big
like a,
dick
like
ego.
A stooge.
And then he gets up there.
Don't
like stooge.
Don't let your own failure get in your way, dude.
Well, it does.
Yeah, constantly. Dude. I mean, try having some real fucking problems, dude.
Corey, why don't you tell the story of why you quit in the first place?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. So I quit because...
Lean into the shot.
Because I ate
clip this.
Shit at a show.
An Adrian Ashmore show.
And I went on after Andreas, who fucking murdered, dude.
Yeah, Andreas is
murdered.
Just like there was a lot of
old people there. And then right at my... I mean, they're called... You could call them excuses or context, whatever you want to call it, dude. Whatever you want to call it, baby. But, I mean, he fucking murdered, dude. And then I was like, this is yeah. bad. I knew it was bad. And Adrian's like, dude, this is your crowd, dude. I go, I don't feel that.
Dude,
I feel
you know
that
what happened? You fell off because you were so used to opening for me.
And I was thinking that.
You lost those opportunities.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, it's true. You ruined his career.
I knew. I made it. I take it away.
I was on the coattails, and then you took off the coat, dude. And yep. I was just moving nowhere.
Corey's just another victim of the opioid pandemic.
Yeah, dude. It got you. People don't realize how it affects families. That's what they don't understand.
My buddy was big on drugs, and it ruined my career.
It did, dude. Goddamn Chinese again.
But it wasn't just bombing.
No. It wasn't just bombing. Because bombing happens, and I bomb, but my bombs typically weren't like other people's bombs.
Oh, wait, is this the one where you got heckled by the dude, like, right there, brutally?
No, that was another show that I should have quit after, for sure. When the guy goes, I think you were on that show, Aaron.
Oh, dude,
when the guy goes, maybe you should practice your jokes in front of a mirror and then come back, and I go, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude. But everybody was eating shit. Everybody was eating shit. And only worked when I directly said, fuck all the material and just start talking to people that weren't that guy. And it worked, but a guy was very, like, aggressive with me. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to get my ass beat now.
Yeah.
But then he was, like, very nice and cool. And then it started to kind of work. And then I got off. And then Don Arner went up and just fucking, he pretty much... Borderline almost did all crowd work. He did some material.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
Where was this at?
He's really good.
Where was this at?
The Porky's was that
I was
one.
On that show.
Yeah.
I was on that show with you.
Yeah.
We all got fucked by
dude,
that guy.
That show fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Porky's?
Oh,
dude,
we've been there twice. Horrific.
Yeah, it was horrific
Ian,
the first time.
It's horrific.
No, what was great is you set a precedence of just tearing... You tried to go Bill Burr in the Philly set on him, is what you tried to do.
I don't know about... All that.
You did. You went in on him, and then Don Arner went in on him, and then
I mean, he knew the formula at that point. So
yeah,
it was like,
exactly.
Let's just fucking roll.
You gave him the beta, as they call it.
I loosened it for
those
you.
Who can't teach, as you know.
Those can't do teach. Oh, yeah, I get it.
Those who can't remember.
Right.
Don't say.
I get yours was more succinct than mine.
Yeah, his was.
I just did a. I just did a fire haul for or with Wolfie or whatever, and there was
rips.
Four other people or whatever. I did 10 minutes or something, and he told me it was for a benefit for a child with a head injury.
Hell yeah!
But that's all he gave me for information.
Dude, there's always five wild cards if you do a Wolfie show, dude. Always. The man doesn't remember anything he says. I'm sorry, Wolfie, if you're watching this. But you don't. You don't remember. You got to start writing shit down, Wolfie.
Well, it was my own fault. I think I made at least three jokes about children and things that are unfortunate that happen to children. None of them were to do with brain injuries or anything. You know,
bro,
what I mean?
I'd have gone right at him and roasted him.
Yeah. Well, my first.
What are you gonna die soon or something?
Yeah, dude.
That's exactly what it was like.
Cool headgear, and faggot.
You nudge his parents, they're fucking furious. Oh, what?
What'd you name this loser?
Oh, my
Doesn't
God.
Doesn't matter. You won't have to call him that soon.
I got you, bitch.
No, Wolfie booked me on this show, okay? And he tells me, oh, yeah, it's a show for veterans. Great crowd,
Hell
hundreds
yeah,
of people. You're going to love it. I get there. It's a fucking suicide memorial, dude. And it's 80% the families of dead veterans, which is not a good crowd. But so I'm trying
that's
to
have your bits.
They had a moment of silence and sang the national anthem before the show, dude.
Oh my
I didn't open, which would be a great excuse for why I bombed. But he also tells me, which he didn't tell me before, he's like, oh yeah, we got a camera in the back so you can get a clip. I'm like, all right, I'll run through my best shit. So I just did the hits. And I do my fucking my homeless vets joke,
my
and
favorite.
It's just silence. And,
yeah, dude, they're killing
then,
themselves.
Yeah, and the, but it's an anti-army recruiter joke. It's not not hitting them.
Yeah, dude, but they're not anti-army though. That's the thing.
But
I think they would be more pro their loved ones being homeless than dead.
Dude, what they are is sad.
But they think that the homelessness leads to the death.
Well,
but
it's like, well, take in your
fucking
feeling. Take in your vets, baby.
One time I did a mix mic and a poet went up before me and it's this girl and she does nothing but jokes or I'm sorry, a poem about how she was raped in graphic detail about her attacker and I follow it.
You followed Hannah Gadsby, wow.
What do you think I did? Rape jokes straight through.
Oh, nice.
Let them know what time it is.
It's rape time. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Hello, rape time.
No means yes for this joke. That's what I did. I did that whole thing.
Did you tag them with I can tell these type of jokes?
Yeah, I said, it's okay. I can tell jokes like this because I'm a rapist.
Man,
solid. Yeah, dude.
Solid joke.
I don't remember if it went well or not because I was having so much fun. It
doesn't
matter.
That's
how a good rape works,
that's worth
dude.
It. You raped the crowd that night, dude. They didn't consent to those jokes.
Good stuff.
No, that was a good joke. Trevor's really good at rape jokes.
Dude, I'm the best. Dude, it takes experience.
Yeah, you need to know.
I've been in
really
the
what you're talking about.
Yeah, dude.
Joke or not, serious ones too.
Trevor's not good at rape jokes. Pretty decent at rape.
Pretty like okay good, at rape. I like a good threat, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Well, by 2020 standards, anyway.
We blow.
Yeah.
I was
the jokes are good because you know he's got firsthand experience. You know he's not just saying.
I was telling Blake. I was telling Blake I did testosterone for a couple weeks. Just, you know, see what's happening. Because I like getting yoked, bro.
Holy hell.
So
you just can't not take something.
Yeah, I mean, I like
to
party, dude.
I like to party.
If it goes in a needle, dude, put it in me, dude.
Yeah, dude.
So I only did it for a couple weeks because I realized quickly that women were not safe, dude. I was walking around breathing like a rhino, man.
Yeah,
it was straight up, dude.
I went kayaking with him right after he started taking the testosterone, and he was all like, dude, this shit's fucking great. he's like, I'm like fucking 15 pounds since I just started doing this shit. I'm not even telling you. I'm just adding plates.
Breaking oars.
Dude, it's insane, though. Like, it's an interesting thing, dude. And like, dude, they say you don't even notice the effects until 4 weeks. I stopped after 3 weeks because I was like, breathing hard.
Maybe that's when it gets good, though. Maybe after 4 weeks, like
maybe you start raping him for.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
that's what we're saying.
We were getting there. Yeah, we were getting there. You know what I mean?
That's good though, dude.
Even your family wasn't safe.
You understood?
That, nobody's safe, dude. Yeah. Nobody's. I was like Uday Hussein.
Yeah. You go, mom, lock your door. Who knows? I'm gonna shoot this in my ass, and who knows what's gonna happen.
I tend
lock
to
up the dog tonight.
It was funny though, because the doctor was like trying to give me instructions. He's like, "Do you know how to use a syringe?" And I was like, "My man, do you know how to use a syringe?
Look at my goddamn arms, bro. Look at my toes. Look at them bad boys."
You pull one out of a holster. You're like,
"What do you mean? I'll hit that shit like Ray Charles with my eyes closed."
So a doctor.
The question is whether I have a good vein.
Why would a doctor give you that?
Because I asked. You have low T. Nicely.
You got low T.
No, no, it wasn't even low. And he's
like, I have extremely high T.
Bro, the way this shit works is insane. So I got it checked and I was like, they're not going to give it to me because my number was like where it's supposed to be for 34.
He's But Zoom why are you even talking me. About that?
Because I fucking wanted to do a little juice, bro. Get off so, my back.
Okay, I'm trying to get the context.
Yeah, dude.
Makes no goddamn sense.
Dude, how much back hair do you have?
Huh? Too much.
Yeah, see, I don't have enough.
Well, so you don't need it. Believe me.
I wanted some back hair, dude.
Is that what it does? It takes the hair off your head and relocates?
Puts it on your back.
Puts it right on your back, dude.
Yeah, dude. Like a horse man.
Yeah, you hell put the whole world on your back.
You're walking around 101 degrees Fahrenheit, dude. You're ready to go. Like a racehorse, dude.
I don't picture you with body hair, dude. I picture you like a big baby.
Me? Yeah,
I got the
baby.
Yeah, you seem more of a cherub-esque kind of
guy. No, I got the cherub body, baby. For sure, no. Oh, yeah, boy, Lex here. But I'm hairy everywhere, baby. I'm hairy everywhere.
Bro. Oh, dude. Head
all the way down
to toe,
my shaft.
He takes pride in his hair. There's a reason those headphones are on behind his head right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because it'll just fuck up the
Bro, you ever walk around with one of them psych ward bushes? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, dude, you know, the old psych ward bush.
That's hilarious. Like, only a crazy person would have this much pubic hair, dude.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You have metal issues? Jesus Christ. Just running the family, these disgustingly long bushes?
I've been with a couple girls like that, dude. Where you fucking...
No.
Well, they have armpit hair, too.
You're pulling out the pube like a clown.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Disgusting, dude. No, when you get one of those chicks that has the leg hair, like, I'm sorry, that's a deal breaker for me. Like, you know, do what you want and you're French or whatever, but like...
I was at this bar called Thumbs. It was a real dive bar. And this chick was hitting on me, and she started to rub her leg on my leg under the table, and I was like, oh, my God, this is like Velcro. Like, our leg hairs are getting intertwined right
you
now.
You have shorts on?
Yeah.
You're getting hit on with shorts?
It was summertime,
unreal.
Dude.
It was shit. Yeah.
See,
unreal.
I literally have pants in my car that I change into when the sun goes down. I'm not wearing shorts.
What are you,
dude?
A fucking werewolf, dude?
I'm 34 years old, dude. I'm not walking around in shorts, dude.
I was going to ask you if you were going to go up on stage in shorts tonight.
I got mesh shorts on, go up on stage, dude. That would be, dude, maybe.
That'd kick ass.
People are rocking shorts now. Summer's
dude,
hot.
Dude, see, I go away.
Especially
and
over,
people are wearing
overweight
shorts.
Comics, we're not
they,
gonna say.
Dude, they know the principal's not here, dude, and they just fuck the dress code.
Yeah, have
up.
A little decorum, dude. Yep. You might have to let them know. They might have to come sit on
I've
daddy's
been,
knee.
I've been rocking sandals.
Daddy's knee.
Yeah, dude. Come sit on daddy's knee.
You know what that
knee.
Means? Sexual assaults outside
there
the parkway tonight,
bro, dude,
baby.
Nobody ever reports.
Slapping ass like this?
Oh, yeah, get in there, dude. The Spidey. Spidey, man. That's a Spider-Man, dude. Hit him with the scorpion.
Hell yeah, dude. The beetle clip. They call that the beetle clip.
That's what that's called?
The
that's got a name, dude?
That's when
I
you put
I
both,
invented that.
When you put like your thumb and your middle finger in there, and then you try to touch them together.
Yeah.
What?
The beetle clip, baby.
That's not bad, dude.
I mean, that sounds insane.
Yeah, I don't know the
what's
pragmatic
the yeah, like,
reason to do that, but...
Somebody just wanted to see what would happen. That's what It was, it was research and development.
The reason
that's
you do it is so you can come hang out with your boys and talk about it on a podcast, dude. Beetle clipter, dude. You know, that's the whole point.
I want to hear the conversation where they figure out what to call it, you know?
Oh,
where
I want to be in that room.
This, dude, this was before...
What should we call this, baby?
She's like, what's it feel like to you? And he's like...
It's like a Beatles.
She's like, God damn it.
Clipping
like
a, mirror. I don't even know what that is.
Clips a lot.
It was the urban. It was before the Urban Dictionary came out. It was called the Dirtionary, dude.
The Dirtionary.
Yeah, and it was very, like, it was basically fucking HTML.
And you were looking at this on the internet?
Yeah, dude, that's where I find it.
Corey's been on the internet, dude.
I've been on the internet.
What year was this? How old were you, I should say?
Oh, damn, I was probably 15.
15?
Yeah.
Dude, the internet was... People...
The internet.
I don't want to sound like an oldie, but the kids nowadays don't know what they miss, dude. There was about 10 to 15 years when the internet started... What do you look? What are you trying to do? You can speak out loud, dude.
I'm just thinking about how Corey hasn't been in the shot for the whole podcast.
He has.
How do you know, dude? You said I was in it.
No, he's definitely in the shot. Look, dude,
baby,
he's
in
the shot.
We're not going to end up using the clips. I just have a strong feeling it's not going to work.
We might.
No, we're going to be on the internet, dude.
Oh, dude, I don't like that.
Why not?
I got warrants.
You're not the only one.
He's only on Bumble, and that's it. Like, it's Bumble or nothing, dude.
Bumble? Yo, dude, I downloaded Tinder for the first time ever.
Snap, dude.
Really? Yeah, dude. Love.
Tinder's the straight up, like, let's type one, right?
That's what I was hoping, but what it is instead is it's a bunch of Turkish men posing as prostitutes.
Trying to get dick pics.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. I ain't gay.
You're like, no, know, well, dude. You know what? Yeah, yeah.
I let them know, yeah.
Show this to your wife. Fucking wife.
Looked at my cock, you know, homo.
You know, that would be a good angle if you want. Yeah. If you were a man who wanted dick pics, if you were just like, oh, I need this for my wife.
Yeah.
You would get a lot of dudes sending you dick pics.
I'll send one. Just to assert dominance.
Yeah. Yeah. What about for your husband?
Comes in like three different texts, dude.
I'll send one. That's pretty sick. Won't be mine, but I'll send one.
Yeah. A wall pass centerfold?
Do like, you know how when you take a panoramic photo on your phone and you can move with it so it makes
sense?
It'll be real thick in the middle.
Like it ate a fucking egg.
That'd be so funny.
I want to send a girl a dick pic that's just obviously photoshopped.
You're holding it, your dick's black. Like,
yo, dude, okay, I got a great story,
You see the vein and then it's just gone.
Okay, so I had to piss.
You take a bunch of dicks and like, tape them together.
I had to take a piss test one time for a probation situation, and I couldn't pass the piss test, you know, because I like getting down.
Sure.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, party? Fuck. So what am I going to do? You know what I mean? So I pack some piss, you know what I mean? But they're going to look right at your dick because they're gay.
Yeah.
Every one of these dudes is so gay. They stare at your dick when you pee. It's like,
let me taste the piss. Let me taste it to make sure.
They get down in a
catcher's
crouch.
I got to lick the tip when you're done.
Yeah. Dude, they get down like they're reading a putt on the So I went in there with what's called a Whizinator. Yins know about the Whizinator? Bro, they're fire, dude. They're these rubber dicks, right?
Sure.
So you buy them and they come in a set of three. And
you get three?
You get three.
Man,
one's
I didn't
white,
know that.
One's like Mexican, and one's black. So I get home Mexican.
That's the workhorse version of that. That's what that is, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that dick plays baseball. Yeah. So
it's got a little dust on it.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking celebrated a quinceañera with that dick.
That dick has calluses, dude.
Yeah, dude. You beat that thing like a pinata. Okay. Enough Mexican dick.
Weird.
Punks.
Everyone with track marks has a huge car. What's going
on? The hell is this?
We do, though. Let them know what time
it is. Funny. Like, my other dick's way bigger than this. This dick is not.
Well, that's the thing. You have to, like, put it over top of your dick. Yeah. So you
double barrel that one, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Over under, baby.
You got to double barrel it. Yeah. So I'm in there, and I'm like, all right. So I load up the dicks.
So what do you, wait, I got to know. I gotta know more details. Yeah, do you unbutton the pants or do you go through the zipper? How
you
do you
zip? But they usually want you to pull it down and do the little boy pee.
Yeah, you don't
want
to do that, you know, porn with the massive dicks. So their balls are, you know, they're not.
But
real
I knew
dicks.
I wasn't getting checked close. I could unzip, you know, and so I unzip. Dude, this is so bad. So your dick is underneath, but you kind of do a tuck like a fucking Silence of the Lambs or whatever. Oh, yeah. And
would you fuck me?
Yeah. You know I'd what I mean. Me. You waddle in there. And you got to make sure the pee's warm.
Dude,
there's a whole culture.
No,
there's
I know about it. I know about it.
Yeah.
You should do that if you ever have to piss test again. Get lipstick and do the would you fuck me, fuck me while you're under.
Yeah, well, what you want to do is tuck your dick between your legs and stare the guy in the eye and then piss through the back to assert dominance.
Hold a cup like this, right?
Yeah.
Could you sit down to pee? Would they allow that?
Probably not, even though it is.
Nowadays, you could say you were a woman and you'd have to let you.
I got a shit, too.
I can't pee without shitting. I got a shit. I'm going to need a bigger bowl.
Yeah.
Hold this bowl.
Dude, a popcorn bowl.
He's like, Jesus Christ, you can sit. What the fuck?
Look, kid, you're off the hook. So, anyways, so then, you know, you got to pull this thing out. I get home and I put it on, and the white one is clogged. It has fucking chlamydia.
Oh,
so
damn.
The white dick won't work. And I'm like, fuck. Like, and I didn't have the money to go buy three more dicks. Who's got fucking
six
dick money?
Yeah. Wait, it came in a pack of three?
Yeah, you get a white one and a max three.
Holy shit, you got Neapolitan dicks, dude? That's insane.
So good. So I still have a buddy who texts me about this all the time because he thinks this is the funniest thing in the world. So I don't know why my logic went to this, But I was like, all right, I got to use the black one. I could have just used the Mexican one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, that would make obvious. More sense.
Yeah, this has turned into like, a Skywalker story.
maybe he'll think I'm holding a base real hard and it's or, turned
yeah,
all purple.
Yeah, or maybe he'll think you like scaled Everest or something. You got a frostbite on your pocket.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyways, I used it twice. He caught me on the second time.
Why would you use it twice?
What the fuck?
If the
white one can't go back with a lighter dick, if the white one's clogged, I just say I have kidney stones and go in there drinking cranberry juice. That's what I would do. I'd be like, I guess not today. I guess maybe some other day.
Whenever they finally got it, and dude, you want to talk humiliation? Like, he's like, wait, what the fuck is going on? And like, you're sitting there talking about your dick with another grown man. You're like, no, man, it's my dick. And he's like, no, it isn't. He's like, I can see both of them. You're like, yeah, it's my other dick.
It's slipping off, dude.
Yeah, wait, everybody doesn't have two? You know, like, this is my dick.
I don't know why it stopped recording for some reason, but it's back on now.
Oh,
when did it stop, you think?
Hopefully in the middle of that humiliating
story.
The audio
is always good, dude. The audio is always good.
Who cares?
Whatever. But, yeah, anyway. Sorry. I really ruined the mood. I shouldn't have told anybody. Is this a picture? Oh, dude.
He just sends me these pictures. He goes, my new wallpaper. He just sends me pictures of whatever.
Dude, Roseanne's a fucking legend, man.
Legend, man.
If you want to empower women.
Just let them know, dude.
Get it right up in its face.
Yeah, they're going to not know what that is.
That's for you, dude.
Yeah.
What do you want me to
do? He's going to put Obama on that picture. Check this out, dude. He's got Obama on his phone.
Not on my worst day, pal.
It's a picture of a Bernie Sanders rally.
Dude, I sent you that picture of Sanders that I had. I found it.
Oh, no, I don't remember any of it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I told you. I used to be a Bernie Sanders supporter, and
I knew that.
I had a Bernie Sanders fucking
you can cut that out.
Framed picture, dude. A framed picture that I had in my office, and then I lost it, and then I found it, and then I took a picture and sent it to you, dude.
That was nice of you.
I was. I go, see? Why would I have a picture that's fucking socialist?
Did you ever see the clip of Bernie back in the day on Public Access when he did that show in, like, wherever the fuck he's from, one of those syrup places, and he fucking had...
Syrup places.
Syrup, yeah. So
he's like, did I say it wrong? Syrup? All right.
He went around to talk to little kids about, like, different issues, you know what I mean? So he sits down to talk to them about, like, racism. And he's like, some people believe in stereotypes, like, for example, that... Black people smell bad, or that Jews are all perverts, and they're literally 7 years old, and they're looking at him like, I never heard any of this before.
They're like writing this down, writing this down.
John Oliver did a clip on it. It's so funny because like I love that he went right to that. He didn't say Jews are greedy or anything. He said the Jews are all perverts, and like I was like, oh man,
getting right down to brass tacks, no doubt about it, dude.
Oh, that's
and then he asked them all. He's like, have any of you ever done drugs? They're literally like seven. And he's like, what about cocaine? And like, it's fucking hilarious. You got to see the clip.
Holy moly.
It would make all this better.
I wish.
We'll pop it up.
We got to get the tech. Like, I have a monitor. I just need to, I don't know. I have the tech, most of the tech.
It sounds like everything in the comedy scene got worse, except for this podcast studio. This got better.
Always thriving here in regular episodes.
Yeah, now
I passed you up in the standings.
I know. He said you'd mention it. You're very proud of that, dude. Uh-huh. You're very proud.
I'm second behind Helfer now.
Are you really? Helfer's still ahead of you?
Yeah.
Damn,
dude,
bro.
He's in the 40s. I'm like 32.
I need to get
something.
Him on more.
What am I?
I feel bad not having 26, Jared on.
26, 27?
Jesus, and yeah, I've been dude. Gone for 6 months.
Yeah, dude, you had a fucking head start.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I needed a place to sleep, so I was over here quite a lot, dude.
You were calling in all kinds of shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, we did those.
I'm in your living room, Aaron.
Let's put 3 a.m. podcast.
Aaron, can I eat some of this pizza in your fridge?
Well, I was talking about the 4th of July episode where I think you ended up getting me in a headlock. We were so fucking drunk, dude.
Dude, I'm so glad we lost the...
Well, oh, we lost that.
We lost the second half of it, which
it
is the perfect
so bad. Half it was to lose. So bad, dude, because we were drinking all day long, and that podcast was... After the fireworks.
It was 4th of July, so we were like, let's tie one on. We're going to Ezot's, going to fucking party.
Oh,
one
yeah, off, dude. We drank all day and night that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, dude. We partied on the roof, looking at the river, waiting for the fireworks.
And
roof,
little did everyone know, I was in the bathroom doing heroin on top of all that. So I was real tuned up.
You were fucking a cotton, dude.
Dude, yeah, I was ready to go,
this guy was on that one. It was a fucking train wreck. When I went into the files and I was like, where's the second half?
Oh, thank God.
I was so grateful. I was like, this is perfect. Thank God.
We were so drunk, we couldn't even record the second half. Dude, that was we did it.
Yeah, but we thought we did.
Yeah, and we did. We did the podcast.
And we never realized we didn't record the second half.
No.
It took me like to get to the point of going into studio and be like, oh, none of this was ever happened. Yeah.
I like that, dude. I think that's going to be what I say about my life for the past year and a half. We didn't record. The lens cap was on. None of that happened, dude. Hey, everybody, I'm back.
That's what you should do.
That's what we're doing, dude. Push it down.
You guys
like
should just both go up tonight and rip all the old shit like it's just like nothing's happened.
Yeah, like, dude, no, we might never heard
you
it.
Might as well.
We could.
There'll be three people in the room who know any of it.
That's not true. That is true. There's a bunch of new turds out there.
It'll
right?
be me, Blake, and Aaron who know anything about your fucking act.
There's a bunch of turds out there.
There are people who know your name, but even people who know my name who I perform with every week don't know my act.
I don't know Aaron's act.
See?
He knows what
I know Aaron's
about.
Act.
Something about chickens and eggs and stuff.
Yeah, so see? No fucking
I don't know your new act, but I mean, I pay
There's
attention
There's no such
to
thing
shit.
As a new act.
Oh, you're sorry. Doing the old shit?
No, I don't fucking know.
You do a different joke every week, and it used to drive me nuts because you have something that's good and it's working, and then you bail on it.
Yeah, I do that a lot. That's one of my hugest problem with jokeism is that I can't buckle down and memorize. I can't get polished. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my
feel that.
But, you know, maybe I'll just do this for another 5-10 years and then realize I wasted my time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
As a right 58-year-old, I said it's time to hang it up.
I was thinking about that, though. Like,
I either teach
so,
a class or quit.
So I was thinking about
doing comedy classes at Parkway. I mean, I think that's what I should really do.
Bro, come on.
Help everybody out, $100.
But, like, what is time? what is time wasted? And then let me ask this. What is time well spent? You know, like, what is the difference between the two? We're all going to dust. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm 34 years old. I just signed up to take drum lessons, bro.
It'd be nice if... it.
I'm fucking doing it, dude. I already know how to play. I'm doing it anyway.
I have YouTube, and I still signed up.
Yeah, dude. I got nothing. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to do cure cancer? Even then, they're going to forget about you.
100%.
Nobody knows.
You're doing drum lessons, dude?
Yeah, fuck it, dude. I'm ripping.
I thought you already knew how to play drums.
I do!
Then what are you doing?
Brushing up, dog.
You should do raps, dude. Your raps
are
very
good.
What
am I doing? Trying not to die.
Dude, those raps are very good.
Those raps are pretty sick.
If I played them...
Please don't.
He could never show his face.
Bro, me and Corey have a Faustian deal with the devil sign.
A Faustian?
Yeah, like we went ahead and we were like, all right, let's say the funniest shit that can be said, but at any point, either one of us could kill each other over it. Like,
that's true.
It's Faustian, isn't it? Is that Faustian?
No idea.
If me or Corey released our chat logs from Messenger, dude, it's over for both of us. Over.
That's what I like about this group is there's a lot of trust in here.
100% of the scene would hate me.
See, no one, and yeah. people say there can't be elites running the world. Yeah, there can, dude.
We're doing the same thing right now.
It's I'm not 100%. Saying we're elite, but...
I mean, sure, we're putting it on the internet for everyone here.
Yeah. Well, this. Yeah. But you don't know, the group chat definitely can get you arrested.
Yeah, you... yeah, you can, like, have legitimate, like, trust in people, and a lot of people don't get that, and I think that's sad, because that means that they don't. They don't have that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, like, they don't have friends that they can... say something to and trust that friend's going to evaluate it and forgive them, even if it's the worst thing in the world. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's true, dude. I'm going to start sending you more cool stuff. Like, you forgive me if you think I overstepped right here, but this demographic is really doing something to the crime rates. I mean,
he got the demographic, dude.
I mean,
careful.
I'm just looking at the stats. That's
I
all
know
I'm
you'll forgive me for this.
Yeah, dude. We believe in science.
Yeah.
You know?
It is so crazy that people who say believe the science never want to look at certain statistics.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
Science, not I'm math. Not,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude. You out of your mind?
What's math and science got
to
do
math
with each
is
other?
Racist as fuck, dude. I mean,
no, science on the other hand.
Science is gay, math is racist. I think that's how it works.
I like it.
I like it. No, I like both of them.
They taught us that in school.
That's a good setup.
100%, dude.
Good setup, Lion.
Math is gay?
No, science is gay. Math is racist.
Oh, see, I fucked up the joke, dude. You're a hitter.
Yeah,
I fucked it all up.
Yep, everybody knows what time
Never try
is.
To repeat the greats, dude. You can't do it like
That's
that.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Because, like, what I have is no material. I just have a big dick way of living life.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That
like,
is true.
Yeah, 100%,
dude. Keep going. I'm going to fuck with this camera for 1 second because I've got theories. And this is the whole idea of tonight is we're ironing out the wrinkles with this goddamn system.
Iron them
out. You said the studio improved.
How about we fire up the garage door so the bone dog can have a cigarette?
All right, I'll let you rip a stove.
It seems horrific.
Oh, dude, you're being... You're thinking like a lady, dude. You're thinking like a lady.
I am a lady, dude.
Douglas, have you opened this garage door with that thing yet?
Yeah, I put a mark on the wall, and I believe it all clears. All
right.
Yeah, is that what we're doing? All right, I'm doing it.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, wait, is it going to knock that off? Because that's fantastic.
That would be great, dude.
That would be a great way to have that on the block.
I would love to see this fall off right now. Just get crushed. Is it not recording again?
I mean, this looks like a stop right here. So.
Oh, that was intense.
Easy.
Technical difficulties.
Let them know, dude.
We'll show some of Trevor's background.
Dude, these guys are going to know you smoke, dude.
Points where
people will know you smoke. Do you want
that? I have a fucking cigarette in my profile
picture. Dude, do you want that, dude? Yeah, but that could just be for the ladies.
Yeah, dude, that is going to affect your chances of getting elected to the board.
That's true.
Yeah, the board.
Dude, Blake's been smashing puss.
Yo, dude. What do you mean?
But Blake has been, listen.
I've been soft.
He hasn't been bit by sharks, but he's been swimming with them, dude. Okay? He's around puss.
Dude, I've been bombing puss, dude.
Nice.
You're out here bombing puss, dude?
He's telling me about it. But yeah, he should be slaying puss, but he's one of these guys that, like, he's supposed to be hunting the puss, but he ends up, like, fucking befriending it and keeping it as a pet. You know?
Dude, there ain't nothing wrong with keeping some puss around, you know?
But
he's
not doing anything with the puss. He's not playing fetch. You know, throw the fucking gnaw on the bone,
I'm
going
to kill you in a few weeks. I just want to get to know you first.
Yeah, dude. Zip ties, bro. Let them know, dude.
Can I get a light?
Let them know, yeah.
That's what you should do. You haven't got laid though.
What do you
probably
mean,
don't want to say it right
in
now.
A while, dude.
No, dude, come on. And these are ladies too, Trevor. Like people that identify
I know what you're getting at.
As
I
female,
know
dude.
What you're getting at.
Stop, dude.
That's dude.
Don't
yo.
Go telling the audience I'm straight, dude.
Yeah, it does ruin your bit.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
But isn't that
like,
cool,
Blake's
dude?
Life is a bit at this point.
Letter, that's cool.
He's just running it, dude.
He's one of us, dude.
One of us.
Hell yeah, dude. He's one of us, and our boy, listen, we just got to pull for him to get into heaven. You're getting into heaven, dude. He'll forgive all your sins about all that gay stuff you're doing.
Y'all know me. I got the cross on. We're going to heaven, dude.
Dude, let him hold your hand when you die so he can go up with you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, whoever's giving me CPR when I die, they're going too, dude.
They're going, unless they're a man, dude, then they're going to hell,
oh,
dude.
Straight up, dude. Don't send us both, dude. What are you doing?
He's kissing on you before you die, dude.
You ever give someone CPR, dude?
I won't. It's gay.
Oh, bro. I've saved so many lives. I'm definitely going to heaven, dude. I've administered Narcan on like 31 people, dude.
Have you really?
Yeah, dude. I'm out here saving motherfuckers, dude. Oh, God. He's dead in my car again. Son of a bitch, you selfish bastard.
Again, you take the Narcan out of his pocket because he knew. He's rolling.
Dude. Yeah, dude. You can always keep a little Narcan around. It's 2022, dude. Chinese have won the war.
I wonder what Narcan's like if you're already awake.
Doesn't do anything.
No?
Yeah. I think.
Not even a rush?
We can try it out. I've got some in the glove box, dude.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Did you
good
buy bid. That because we're friends?
Yeah.
Good video.
Oh, damn it, bro.
I didn't buy it. They give it away,
yeah,
dude.
They give it away.
Do you believe that? They give it away.
Give what away?
Good. Everyone should do this. Go to like CVS and just say, can I get Narcan at the pharmacy? And they'll be like, yeah. And then they'll just give you two things of Narcan.
Have you done that?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I haven't done Narcan, but I have Narcan.
Well, dude, the thing is, they're putting it in like random shit now, fentanyl. So, like, there's people
vaccine,
who are
dude.
Fucking
it
getting it in. Like, I've read stories on the news of people finding it in their weed, and like they go to hit the weed and they fucking fall out. Like, it's definitely in coke. I know three dudes
who
died.
Who makes Narcan?
Probably
Soros.
Oh, wow, that was tough. Thank you. Good answer. Yeah. Soros. I was going to use a different word, dude. I was going to use a different word.
You almost slipped up, dude.
Soros is one of them. Yeah, he's right.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. That's why you do your coke with buddies and you take like the fifth line.
Yeah, dude, to watch your friends die like it's Vietnam. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck, are you crazy, bro?
What is that chick who, there's a female comic, she was out doing coke in California and it got laced with fentanyl.
Yeah.
Like four or three of the people died.
She lived, yeah.
And she lived. And what was so funny was
That's
headline.
A great bit, though.
The headline was, though, something rather blah, 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 overdoses, survives. They don't even mention the three other comedians who died.
Yeah.
They were, because she was the most famous.
They were open micers, dude.
But they had coke, so she was in.
Yeah, dude. Dude, but it's crazy. I know three dudes who were like fucking straight-laced, like nerd-ass dudes who don't party and they fucking were like once a year kind of bachelor party guys. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? You used to be, there was a time. There was a time when I was a young man, you could do a little cocaine, you know? You could do a little
you
cocaine.
You can still do a little cocaine.
Yeah, I'll do a little toot. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, it's dangerous all of a sudden. Goddamn, there's nothing the liberals won't take, dude. There's nothing they won't take, dude.
They're behind this fentanyl.
Oh, they're behind it.
They're behind it, dude. Yeah. Look up the patents,
dude.
Do
whatever feels good, dude. Look up the patents. That's solid. I brushed over that. That's solid. Look up the patents, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fentanyl is
It comes
else,
from
though.
China.
It does make everything fucking...
Trump warned us.
He did.
Crazy style. You know what I mean? Like, that's like the miracle drug, literally. Like,
what is?
The miracle is death. And they're the fentanyl, dude. They're like, how do we make all of the other illegal drugs subsidized?
Well, dude...
We need to get into selling illegal drugs also. What if people put our illegal drugs in the... You know what I mean? You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. What I want to know
you're
is...
You're making fentanyl.
Who was in the lab and was like, this heroin shit just isn't addictive enough? We need to ramp it up, you know. Like,
wasn't
who
for, like,
the Chinese
or some shit?
The thing is, carfentanil is for rhinoceri, dude. Nice.
The thing is you're not necessarily thinking that. You're just saying, how do I make this drug cheaper?
It does serve a medical purpose. They use it for surgery. Well, I used to like to do it and watch jam bands.
Yeah,
I'm just saying though,
really dissecting their set song. Kind of a surgeon, really.
Jam bands, you know, this just happens once. That's what makes it so important, you know? I can't stand a fucking jam band, dude. I can't.
I don't have time.
You're a jam band of life, dude.
Yeah, dude. Let them know. I'm just getting started, dude. Who knows where I'm going to take it?
It's going to be a 5 hour.
Y'all motherfuckers ready for a key change?
Let's get the boys out here. Let's retune these guitars. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's dying. I think it's almost over. Ah, Narcandum. It's going to keep going.
Get him going.
Encore, dude.
Dude, does Narcan just totally pop you out?
Bro. Dude, I get pissed about this because Jesus rose from the dead. He gets a full-fledged fucking holiday, dude. I've done it 13 times. What do I get? An intervention, dude. You know what I mean?
Nobody's like, Jesus, I need you to stop.
Bro, you ever seen it done? You pop up like the Undertaker, dude. Just fucking.
Do people
it's up the nose, right? It's just up the nose. Yeah.
Do people ever die, even though they get that? Is it like?
Oh yeah.
Is it like 100% efficacy rate?
No,
like,
no, dude. People.
The dumbest question.
Oh, so it should be called Narcan then. Should it not?
Ooh, ba-dum-tsh. Dude, I like that, dude. See, I don't go protesting on Twitter.
Whack.
Just took a stab at
whack.
Me, dude.
Cindy says it just turns off or interact. I don't know. It mutes. It essentially
it
mutes.
Fucking doctor, what is
no,
she
it mutes the receptor. Right.
Does she work at a hospital? Come on.
It doesn't. You know,
my wife's a doctor.
It like doesn't change the drug or what the drug's affecting. It just like mutes the receptor. So you're like, don't process
yeah,
that.
Rips it off the receptors. You wake up feeling not cool, dude. Not cool at all.
What do you feel like?
Sick, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sick.
Like vomiting.
Yeah. Very confused, dude. Like, who invited these fucking paramedics to the party? Scram, dude. Get these cuffs off me. What the fuck is this?
You guys gonna rape me around here?
I'm trying to take a little nap at Sheets and everybody got all bent out of shape.
I put my arm in the blood pressure cuff. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
I'm just saying that's a funny way to shoot up. Go to CVS and use that blood pressure machine.
Yeah.
I don't have a belt. Sorry, I'm wearing basketball shorts. I need this.
I need to get in here. I'm sorry. Just it only take a couple minutes. Oh, I fell asleep. That's
mind your fucking business is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Last I checked, this was America.
Yeah.
Like, what? I gotta buy something just to be here?
You ever
How do you know I'm not gonna buy something?
Yeah. You
You're allowed to put needles in my arm.
I can't.
What's going on? This is my medication, dude.
You ever seen fucking Kensington Avenue in Philadelphia? You know what that is?
No.
Bro, it's a third world country. It is Fallujah down there, dude.
That's what they named New Kensington after.
New Kensington. It's coming up. Dude, it's insane. Everybody there is like bent over doing what they call the fucking dope head yoga. They're all bent at the waist with like their arm hanging up and like they're fucking sleeping standing up.
Dude.
And it's really fucking dark and sad.
Oh, yeah. It's watching a guy.
Skid Row. Like, what happened to my country, dude?
Watching a guy pass out and being like, there's nobody watching
Democratic
him but me.
Democratic mayor.
Yeah, you better believe there's a Democrat mayor every time. Everywhere there's a Kensington Avenue, there's a Democrat mayor, dude. Baltimore, fucking L.A., fucking Detroit. Everywhere you go, dude.
Pittsburgh's got a whole town, Kensington, right? Is it the same thing? Same
we got
name
a couple
thing?
Little bridge cities, like under the bridge, dude. There's a couple spots, but like nowhere fucking crazy.
Weren't we saying that we need to put a a bust of you under a bridge or something? Was that something?
No, that was me. I was saying, oh, yeah. I've donated so much money to the hood, they're going to name a bridge after me. Under a bridge after me, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, this is the Trevor Austin underpass.
Whack.
You came up with that joke, motherfucker.
I don't remember.
You don't remember it. What? It was your tag, bro.
Lies.
Welcome to the jungle, motherfucker.
That's so funny.
I never said that. That is racial.
I love that you called that joke shit.
Oh, it absolutely does, dude. I did it on purpose.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I love that he just called your joke shit, and then you called. No, you, yeah.
You called your own joke shit.
You called your own joke shit.
That's because it was. I don't believe I did it. You walked right into it, dude. I don't believe I did it.
Bro, that's so something you would do. You're always coming up with little peppy tags.
I've had probably about two bad jokes my entire life, so it doesn't matter. And one of them, you just heard it. No,
Narcan.
Yeah. Narcan. You just heard one? Your boy only missed a target one time in 33 years, dude, other than that.
He was going to rip that on stage tonight.
Yeah, dude.
If Narcan works, I'll go up.
Yeah, come on, bro. There's so much happening.
Oh my God, I would kill
myself.
There's
so much happening. I need to know the Corey Henderson take on like Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade. Yeah,
dude,
bro.
Come on. You don't want that.
I want that.
You don't
want
that. I'm happy
I'm out
about
here
it.
Dumping in bitches.
I'm pumped out.
Of course,
I'm pumped
bro.
Up, dude. Save the kids.
Yeah, dude. It's about time these women had to get a little responsible and 100%. Do something with that seed.
100%. Sorry. Women,
no, if only women would take responsibility
your girl
for raising
tied
children
up yet,
by
dude?
Themselves.
What's up?
Yeah.
Your girl tied up.
That never happened.
You're not allowed to be pro.
No, no, she's done being pregnant.
Oh, yeah, she,
yeah, we have the kid already.
That's all
nice.
I mean, though, is she tied up? Can that happen again? Because you got to abort
that one.
No,
yeah,
one
yeah.
If
she's
so.
Like, well, I want another kid. I go, no fucking
no way
we're
yeah,
having another
dude,
kid.
No way.
No way. And I'm so serious.
And
about
you're
it.
Still dumping. So
and
she
no,
needs a
snip. I haven't done
that's
anything.
That's your fault. Yeah, you're dumping, dude.
I won't be dumping, dude.
Bro.
I won't be dumping.
Dumper's going to dump, bro.
No, dude. Dumper's not going to dump, dude.
Dumper's
going to fill up the cereal bowl in the belly, dude. That's what Dumper's going to do.
Ooh, I like that. Throwing ropes.
That's what we're doing,
dude. I like that.
And she goes, well, I go, too bad.
too bad, dude. Yeah.
Get your goddamn
how many are you up to?
Take her sock
two?
Off and
two.
Hand it to
right.
her.
Just
dude.
Two, dude.
How old's the oldest?
Eight.
Jesus.
You like that?
That's kind of good. At eight, they can make their own breakfast, right?
They can, and she does.
That's yeah. right. That's what I'm see, saying. She, I knew you were making your own breakfast, Dad.
Her mom's at home all the time, but she's like a latchkey kid, kind of.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
she's taking care of the baby. I mean, she's always kind of like
what
that.
What grade anyway. Is eight? I smoked my first cigarette.
Eighth,
second
eighth grade,
grade
is probably like, or yeah, second or third grade.
Is she
like
smoking
that.
Cigarettes yet?
She's not smoking any cigarettes.
I was smoking cigarettes, bro.
None of us smoke.
I mean, it's a decent trajectory.
Neither did my folks, bro. I was getting down.
Yeah, but she, you know.
Where's
she
that on the
like
child
that?
Development scale, you know? When
do they start smoking?
When do they?
He should be talking by now. Is he smoking yet?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, 100%.
The baby's coughing and he's like, smoking.
This is natural development, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe your girl survived that pregnancy.
Dude, if your kid's not
horrific.
Smoking
it's
by 10, he might be retarded.
I was telling her, yeah, Corey will be back out soon. His girl's about to die.
Oh, dude.
He's
it's unreal.
Have one kid.
It's unreal. She was talking the other day. She's like, if I reach 40, I go, good God, if you reach 40, that's like 8 years from now. You don't think you can get 40? Well, I don't know.
Let's have another kid.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
About not
that fucking sucks, dude.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Battle with mortality. That's
it is
like
what it
everybody's
is.
Thing,
but if she waits until she's
40, you're head to head right now.
We're all living on borrowed time, baby.
Yeah. Well, at that point, you know, there's going to be another cool dating app out for widowed
right,
dads.
Right. What kind of
what are we going to call them, that?
I don't know.
What kind of second wife are you shopping for?
You know, I don't know. She's saying that she has dreams about her picking out a lady with me.
Oh, you should
or
do
for
that.
Me. That's nice.
The Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Do that move.
Yeah. Is that what he did?
He killed his wife.
But yeah. then
and then he had a new one lined up.
He's and then she
he's
catched
a
the California
oh,
killer.
Oh, he's
guy.
Definitely a pedophile. 100%.
And then didn't she or somebody,
she like solved a murder?
Yeah,
the whole
she
thing
it's
is
a serial killer.
It's a Law and Order episode. The whole life.
Who was that? That they caught? What was that fucking? It was
something. I think it was in San Francisco. It
yeah,
had
it was
like
a California
name.
Dude. It yeah. was. This, yeah, we're gonna call it the.
Damn it! I got nothing. Who cares? Who cares about Patton Oswalt?
You do, dude.
I don't.
You and him have the same trajectory. That's what we're
no,
talking about.
No, his wife was
here.
Like, wasn't she murdered? She wasn't murdered, right?
No, I don't know. You guys are the ones who told me he's a murderer.
He's a pedophile.
Allegedly, no, this is all improvisational. All
right, let me ask you this.
Take me to court. Is it slander or not?
Let me ask you this. All right, you don't want to be a pedophile, but if you got to fuck a kid, who would you pick and why would it be Macaulay Culkin?
I was getting scared because I thought you were going to tell me which one of my kids would I pick. I go, God damn.
Damn. God damn. That's one of the worst would you rathers I've ever heard.
Those
God
are the
damn.
Worst.
I'd be like, the baby won't remember, but it'll be trauma. It'll come out. She'll be a stripper. It'll be something. The little
How
one can understand
remember?
Context. And
Do you remember the band Lost Prophets?
Oh yeah, it's already been. It's, we've already
covered that on here.
Douglas, do "Last Train Home" as the outro song. To that.
And we sang.
That's recap it. Great, you guys turned into a pedo, didn't he?
Yeah, and he fucked a baby, dude.
No,
he fucked a baby.
He conspired to fuck a baby.
No,
dude.
I thought he fit it in. It wouldn't fit. Is that what the conspiracy charge was?
What did he do?
Not to brag.
No, I think
she couldn't handle
a lot.
Oh, bro, too much for me.
She kept crying and shit.
Oh,
whatever.
My God, I'm gonna. Why the voice? Know. Why the voice? I don't know.
I went sky on him. Yeah. I went sky black guy on him.
Why the voice? The voice was so
when you go sky black guy on him, you can't stop.
The guy from Lost Prophets is white.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Stop. Mugging the baby or whatever.
You know, a lot of babies can't even handle this.
Bro, I can't believe we air these things. Yeah. If anybody listened, we would all be canceled.
Someday it's
going to
go wrong. It's
oh, please.
Be, but we should be so fortunate that this goes wrong, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, bro.
100%.
Fucking A.
Bro, I don't even want to be famous. I just want to be canceled. Dude, can you imagine?
You can make that happen.
Can you imagine?
Gilly's fucking doing great.
He's killing it.
Dude, right now, he is killing
it. Did you like the show? I didn't get to talk to you.
I loved the show.
I was crying.
Did you go, Blake?
Don't spoil any of his bits.
I thought you were
going to
go.
Go see his show, though, if you're listening. Shane Gillis is probably coming to
his city. It's all new? It was all new?
Oh, it was all new, but there was some kind of throwback on a couple of jokes. Like, he modified his Trump impression, but he did the same joke that I saw him do before, but under a different context. So he's polishing the joke, and that joke didn't air on his special either.
Remember when you asked me, Trevor, to go, and then you, I said it was sold out, and then you went anyway?
Yeah, I didn't know the ticket. I mean, like, what, don't put this on me.
I did.
Okay, so let me tell you this.
I went to the bar where he went afterwards.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Where was that at?
Did you see him?
Is it the one across the street? Yeah.
He went to Blue Dust?
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Adam Neidig, in my opinion, won all of the foot races, like by elimination, because they had foot races, and I wasn't about to get in because I would lose. But Shane Gillis is out there like egging on people with his influence just to do like get into foot races on the street, which is
what a
awesome.
Legend, dude.
Which is just fucking awesome, you know. And then so then it gets down to Neidig and somebody else, and Neidig won in
my
opinion.
How the fuck is Neidig winning a foot race competition?
He's a quick middle man.
He's got
these legs that are just like. RPMs, dude.
Footnotes, baby.
I don't think there's any chance Adam Knight could outrun me.
I think we should have
no
a
way.
Oh,
no
dude,
way.
That's pay per view.
This is happening.
That's
dude.
Box office
this
right
is gonna
there,
be,
bro.
That's going to be like the final segment
I'll
of the
quit
of
comedy.
Podcast.
Adam Knight can out sprint.
Oh, we're run, dude.
Bro, you're going to cough up a lung. Knight is doing.
There's a track.
Wim Hof breathing exercises.
There's a fucking track up here, dude.
No, dude,
we're going to run you guys. It's going to be.
We're going to run 40 miles a week, dude. I run.
Oh, you
run,
dog.
There's no way fucking Knight can outrun me. I mean, I run distance.
Though. He's not fast.
I know. You don't run 40 miles.
I run 40 miles a week, dude.
You're like, I run 5 miles a week. Dude. And I go, that's a ton.
I run 10 to 12 at a time, dude.
Dude, one time I ran 5 miles from the police. That's about it. I ain't running unless I hear sirens, dude. Let me ask you this.
I put them in the headphones and just run.
There you go. That's not a bad workout, dude. Okay, if you got canceled, who would you want to do your apology interview?
Nobody. I'm not doing an apology.
That's what I'm saying. You don't apologize. Yeah, you take the time to double down.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You go into the apology interview.
Yeah,
and
you get interviewed and they're like, how will you apologize to XYZ community? And you say,
then you
fuck
come,
that community.
No, no. You
bro.
Come up with a very sarcastic apology that everyone sees right through.
I like
so
that.
So they can't stop you.
Okay, so that's Douglas's plan. Because like
you're saying
that.
Like, I think it's great that I shouldn't have an opinion. You know, that kind of thing.
Norm kind of did that, didn't he?
I don't know, but they say that. What are you laughing
at? I'm putting my smoke in his face.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
No, I thought he was like, you want to hit this? I'm like literally coughing. No, it's not because of that, dude. It's because I have COVID.
I'll tell you. Oh, bro. I had COVID.
It's going around, dude. My whole family just got done with COVID, except for my sister who outran it.
It doesn't do anything.
You just had COVID again.
No, I didn't have COVID, dude. But ever since I have COVID, I've, like a year ago, over a year ago, year and a half. I always clear
you
my
got
throat.
Long
now.
COVID.
I got that long.
I'm getting
COVID,
baby. I'm getting a little
funny. Everything
COVID,
I got, baby.
Yeah, dude, I got thick COVID.
I got that veiny COVID, baby.
Yeah,
that's what I got.
Dude, straight up, I have throbbing COVID.
Hell yeah, dude. I got uncirced COVID, baby.
Hooded Cove, dude. I like that.
Are you,
Hooded Cove.
I mean, I don't want to put you guys out on the. Whatever,
spectrum?
But like, so I'm unvaxxed completely.
Oh, hell yeah, dog.
And I had COVID naturally. fingers crossed I don't get it again. We'll see how long this
lasts. I'm pretty
lasts,
sure I'm the only one here that got injected with anything, right?
Yeah. You're the only Democrat bitch here, dude.
Yeah, dude, you don't call it unvaxxed. It's called pure blood.
Yeah,
dude.
Hell yeah.
You're pure blood. You know what's up. You already know what time it is, bro.
Hey, dude, get that awkward fucking.
Yeah, like, here. Bam.
Do what I wanted to do it like this, dude.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's cool, dude. There we go. Okay,
yeah, dude. A quick
keep
cut.
That in, dude.
Keep that in for
the camera is no longer running. We have to figure it out. If you hit the button on the bottom, it's facing directly down. You just kind of pinch the whole. That's not a button though. It's next to that.
If this whole thing,
that's it.
If you tried to show this whole thing through, it would just be chopped the whole time, like no We're context. Gonna do
it. It must have ran out of battery.
We'll
dude.
Do a slideshow
Who
thing.
Gives a fuck?
Yeah. We got to figure it
There's
out.
There's some good clips on there.
Don't
There's
worry. Don't
we
worry, Reggie's. Some... We're working on it.
We
and you're listening to us improve in real time.
It does suck because this is the best podcast you probably ever have had. You probably ever will have. And
tell that to Andrew Ezot. He's got a lot of listens. He's probably our most listened to. You might have been
Ezot is the one right
on
now?
It. Can we just
I love that.
Can
dude.
We just pump the brakes and be like, Andrew's probably bringing a lot, but they come for the big dog. You already right. know yeah, they yeah. come for the big dog.
How many plays is that one in?
I don't know.
I hate that he fucking acts like he doesn't know.
He's never told us how.
No,
many.
No, no. It's been a long.
Oh, he's got all those fucking.
There is a thing that you can.
He
look
ran
it up
the
on.
South Side for.
You can look.
Years.
Anybody can look it up. I know it's only you can look it up, dude. I know this.
Yeah, I can't.
We're goddamn.
Some people are narcissists and they try to find that out. Guests on here try to find that out.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
Send it. I did it.
There's
if
more than one.
It out,
sitting
send
here,
us
bro.
To an unopened email.
He's like, guess which one's a narcissist?
Yahoo.com.
Hell yeah.
Fucking skull and crossbones right here, dude.
No, dude. You're the feral hog. We decided.
The feral hog. Dude.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
That's my little piggy, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Oink, homos.
Yeah, dude. Let them know, dude.
See, please bleep that out.
Flip them over. Let them eat out of the trough.
I absolutely won't. Almost
no.
Fucking we'll back and find
Blake,
one
do that for me,
seconds,
dude.
50.
Do that for me, brother.
I'm editing, baby.
You're actually going to edit this?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah, dude. Put something funny right there, what I call. Do your whatever you did.
Put in that...
Like with your brother, you did that?
Under the bridge joke
Really
wrote.
Nice guy. Yeah, that was a good joke you wrote. The under the bridge joke. That was a good joke.
Don't remember any of that.
The delivery really carried it, I thought.
But, yeah, well, the delivery made it, but like when you wrote it, it was okay.
You gotta remember, when you create so much kick-ass content and jokes...
Yeah.
That you forget. I'm like the Little Wayne of comedy. I got to look up my own shit to make sure I didn't say it again.
I'm like Prince, dude. I'm going to die with so much unreleased shit.
Vaults.
Yeah, dude.
You know, Prince had a fucking vault with a bunch of his shit in it that he lost the combination to. And he just had like, I don't know, 15, 20 years of crazy shit. And then his family inherited it. But they couldn't get into it.
And they were fighting
it's
over
it. It's definitely possible to open that vault.
No, they got to it eventually. Crane. They got to it eventually, but they had to decide who owned it before they were willing to open it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, I'll give $30 to a crackhead right now. They'll figure a way in there. You know?
Yeah.
They're a resourceful bunch, dude. Those people.
Old Prince. Minneapolis, that guy.
He was killed. Prince was killed. Everybody knows it.
No,
really?
He wasn't, dude.
I didn't
know
that, dude.
Why would
you
he have
You gotta send
killed?
Me more links.
No. He was killed, dude.
100%. I want to hear about links, it.
I don't know much about it. I just know he was killed, dude. know that I read something and I go, this is fact.
Yeah, 100%, dude. Earth is freezing.
Unless it's an idea I don't like, unless I see a headline. Like, I saw someone, I don't know who's going to listen to this, but I did see a post when the Roe v. Wade thing happened where it was like, woman gets... charged with manslaughter over miscarriage, and I'm like, this is not real. There's no way.
Bait.
There's
that's
no
bait.
Way you have a miscarriage and they put you in jail for it. And then they go, oh, it's in like fucking Sri Lanka or something. And then they go, well, you know, she was trying to cut the umbilical cord because she had a miscarriage. And then the police are like, there was 9 stab wounds in the kid's neck. And I'm like, oh, that's probably it. Don't you think? Don't you think that's it?
Nah,
and
dude.
It's not just a good Samaritan who's bad with the scissors.
Those were postmortem fucking stab idiots. Wounds, dude.
Yeah. So, you know.
Why didn't you live? Yeah. I wanted you so much.
They think this is chest compressions. They're just like,
yeah, I mean, but again, that's if I don't like that opinion. But if I do like the opinion or I'm indifferent to it, I just go, oh, that headline's good enough for me.
I don't know.
Oh, 100%.
I read this headline. It said, whores now have to have some accountability. I said, yeah.
And I said, go to church.
Yeah, dude.
No, there's a lot of... I don't want to harp on the media because that gets into a fucking...
Oh, yeah, you can't do that in front of me.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't immediately saying, pull out a syringe and start shooting up.
No. Christ. I'll just start asking.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Anyone who has a problem. No, all right, I almost said it. Whew.
Ooh, man.
Shift gears here.
He was about to hit you with some slurs, baby.
I mean, I don't even know any slurs, dude.
I don't even know any slurs.
Yeah.
They're not slurs to me if it's true. I just slurs, say you like- mean English?
Yeah, dude. It's not a slur if you don't capitalize it.
That's true.
That's true. These are all rules I subscribe to. I snap subscribe to them.
If you don't capitalize it. Okay.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It makes you visualize a joke.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, he uses a lot of lowercase n-words, so I don't even know.
Oh.
A lot of times I don't even know.
They go under the radar.
I'm like, what are you even talking about? Yeah.
Are you ripping another stick?
Yeah, dude, that made me nervous.
That's cool, dude.
What time is Parkway, and what time is it now?
Nine.
It's 8-something. Okay. Yeah.
So are we all doing that? I don't know.
I feel like we are.
I'm doing
all right, I'll go if yins are gone.
Dude, we're going to fucking
seems like
crash,
that's what we do.
Baby.
You guys are going to really wobble.
What do you mean by that?
I'm not wobbling, dude.
You're all going to fail. What'd you think? Are you hungry for more? Did cutting it off, was that actually a benefit? Tune in next week. Let's see. I think Blake, Corey, Sky? I'm not sure, honestly. We'll see. It could be somebody totally different. Fuck, could be a whole different crew. It all depends on people's avails, as they say. But either way, thanks for listening to today's episode. Well, I think I'm going to dub Boys Ton. I think Trevor will get that one. Corey might too. Depends. Maybe Boys Ton Massacre? It's tough. We'll figure it out. Anyway, in honor of, I believe it was suggested that today's featured artist be Thin Lizzy. I think y'all know where I'm going with this. Today's song off of their 1976. Like killer album Jailbreak, which Jailbreak itself, the title track, great fucking song. But today, no, our track is The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy.
But man, I still think them cats are great. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. I said, spread the word around.
will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That you rocked in the corner, blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
Gain weight?